Representatives from nearly every nation are hammering out the final details of a global climate change agreement in Paris. Negotiations are continuing through the night with the final agreement expected tomorrow. Several Alaskans are there, and APRN's Rachel Waldholt spoke to a few of them about why they made the trip.
Isa Sinek is 18. He's from Shishmaref. And during his time in Paris, he's been interviewed by, it feels like, just about every major news outlet in the world.
From National Geographic, from CNN, and tomorrow I'll be in an interview from Al Jazeera.
Sinek is one of several Alaskans who traveled to Paris, where they were greeted as messengers from the front lines of climate change. But there's also another predictable reaction.
This old lady, French lady, asked where I was from, and I said, I'm from Alaska, and like her eyes just bulged out of her head.
It was a three-day trip from Shishmaref to Anchorage to Minneapolis and finally to Paris. Sinek went as a youth ambassador for the Arctic Council and a representative for the Sierra Club and the Indigenous Environmental Network. He says he went to tell world leaders his stories from home, how his barrier island is losing ground to the sea, how the ice forms later in the year, delaying hunting, and how, for the first time in memory, he says, they've had rain in the winter. Sinek hoped to add urgency to the talks.
I know that they're doing their best in those meetings, but I feel like it's what they're talking about won't be into play for the next few decades, and we need something done right now because 20, 25 years, Shishmaref will be underwater.
Maya Lukin is no stranger to press coverage either. The Kotzebue City Council member was mayor when President Obama visited this fall, bringing with him a global spotlight. She was invited to Paris by the State Department and spoke on a panel with Interior Secretary Sally Jewell about what's happening in her region.
I said, you know, we don't call it a climate change adaptation plan. We call it a survival plan.
Lukin says it was encouraging to be able to tell her story to so many people and fascinating to hear how communities from the Marshall Islands to Scandinavia are coping with climate change. But every once in a while, she says, someone would ask, well, why do you live there? Why not just move?
It's kind of difficult to stay diplomatic when somebody asks you why is your life important? Because that's really what they're saying.
Princess Dajirai Johnson works with the environmental group Red Oil. Alaska is warming faster than most of the world, but she hopes the state can be a leader in a different way. With its far-flung communities and often challenging environment, she thinks Alaska can become a laboratory for the kinds of alternative energy, collaboration, and ingenuity that will be needed to cope with climate change.
Certainly in Alaska, I feel like we have the opportunity right now to really be a model for what is possible.
And that's the goal all three Alaskans say they are bringing home from Paris. From the Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.